Most of the people I see who are incarcerated in local jails have one thing in common: drugs and alcohol abuse. No matter what crime they've committed, the underlying problem is usually drugs or alcohol or both. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. Whenever I speak to a group in jail, I ask a silly question. "How do you eat an elephant?" I exclaim. After a few weird looks, long moments of silence, and a few muffled laughs, I'll answer my own question. "One bite at a time," I'll say. "One forkful at a time," or "one spoonful at a time," I offer. After a few seconds of silence, I'll ask one of the inmates, "What is your elephant?" "Heroin," he will reply with an embarrassed look on his face. "And how are you going to eat this elephant?" I probe. And then, as if a light bulb appeared above his head, he replies, "One day at a time." "You've got it," I'll exclaim, confirming. "You win the battle against drugs one day at a time. And for some, it's more difficult. It's 1 hour at a time or 1 minute at a time. And you can't do it alone. You need a higher power. You need God to help you." You know, the same holds true for all of us. We all face our own personal elephants: sickness, disease, a bad marriage, financial difficulties, a job loss. They all seem like problems that are too big for us to handle. Truthfully, if we try to beat them ourselves, they are. But with God's help, we can break down these challenges into bite-sized forkfuls. The Holy Spirit will guide us if we call upon His help. In the Bible, it says, "No trial has come to you but what is human. God is faithful and will not let you be tried beyond your strength. But with the trial, He will also provide a way out, so that you may be able to bear it." This verse doesn't mean we won't have problems, but it does say that if you remain faithful, as God is faithful, He will provide you a way out so that the problem will be bearable. Not alone, but with God's help, this is possible. Let me ask you this: what is your elephant? This is Tony Agnese.